Welcome to the SF Photography Podcast. We are rolling here, episode number 11, I believe it is, and very excited for the direction that we're going. So a couple of quick things before we get started. Text us in the number below if you have any questions, you want to get a hold of us. We are starting, have started, a group called Photography Success Hub. This is going to be our community that we're going to be using going forward to help you, the photographer, find ways that you can grow your business. It's not necessarily geared towards beginners and how do I use my camera. It's more geared towards the photographers who are saying, how do I grow my business? What are some strategies? How do I work on the business side of things, the admin side of things, and more of as a business? How do I grow it? How do I get better? How do I work with my clients in a better way? How do I improve my work? So it's less of the technical aspect, but more of you growing and becoming better as a photographer. That is the whole point of our community, which I'm super excited about. It's going to be a long-term game as we grow the community, Photography Success Hub. So if you want to be part of that, text the number below that's in the description. It's a new thing, so hopefully that works. Or you can find us and message us, and we'll get you in there. I'm going to talk about the importance of a community. As a photographer, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you need a group of people with you along the way, and I'll explain why. I'll speak for myself, for example. So my business that I run is a web design and SEO agency, and specifically helping photographers, but also I work with my wife in growing our photography business that we've been working in for the past 8 years or so, from family photography to wedding photography and maternity couples. Those would be the main ones that we do. All of that kind of goes together, right? Somebody gets engaged, they get a couples, then they get married, then they have kids, they get maternity, then they have family and all that stuff. So it all goes together. So that's why those four fit in how we do our business. But while you're growing, now, different people operate different ways. So my wife, Shana, she does work very well on her own, and she gets things done, and she doesn't necessarily need somebody to run ideas by or somebody to help her with things. And that's good, because if she has a goal that she wants to hit, whether she writes that down on paper or it's just something she knows that she wants to accomplish, she'll get it done. But I've watched her along the way. And what I do know is that even though she runs a solo business, which, I mean, we run together, but her as the business, she is the business. She also along the way reached out to photographers when she had questions. She followed photographers who were ahead of her. In my opinion, some of those ones years ago that she looked up to, she's surpassed, which I think is exciting. And I don't mean like in terms of she's better than them. I just mean she was aspiring to get to a certain place, but then she kept on going, and now she's kind of making her own path, I would say. Now, there's obviously people she looks up to, so I'm not saying she's figured it all out. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is that along the way, for her to get to a place where she can look back and say, wow, like, look how much our business has grown. Like, look how much work she's done to get to where she's at. You can look back and see that it wasn't just her ideas and wasn't herself that did it. She worked with many photographers along the way, asking them questions, being in groups, asking, how do I do this? Or this client situation happened, how do I fix it? You know, this is something that's happening right now. What do you guys recommend? And even to this day, she still does that. So having a community the whole way through is important for someone to either, maybe they've gone through it, and they doesn't even have to be somebody who's been in business longer than you. Maybe they've just gone through a situation or a scenario that you haven't, and they can provide input. Yeah, a specific example I can think of recently was, there was a client that we worked with, and I think just, you know, circumstances happened. We had to reschedule a couple different times, but that became, you know, a time-consuming process. So we didn't have that set up in our contract at that time to say, you know, if we reschedule more than once or two times or whatever it is, and, you know, there's going to be this fee, then people know, okay, maybe I shouldn't reschedule as much or whatever. Things happen. So there could be some flexibility within that, but she was able to reach out to her community and say, hey, have you guys done this before? Like, what do you guys recommend? And then people from different inputs, different client situations that they've had, were able to give input, and were able to make a decision off of that. But what I wish we had, and which is why I'm building my own now for us, is our own community that fits in our culture and our dynamic as a business, and being able to help other photographers along the way, but not just us saying, hey, look at us, do what we do, but more of a place where we can all grow and learn together. And that's the whole point of Photography Success Hub. It's not going to be a hostile environment. I'm going to be very involved in it, and same with my wife. So that way, you know, there's oversight of what's happening, and we can keep things in a direction that is helpful for everybody, and that we can get everybody growing with input and different ideas and support each other along the way. And I think that would be great. And I'm very excited about that. Because if you have a community where you can bounce ideas off of, then you can figure things out much faster. Or if you're trying to make a decision on something, you can find out, hey, what have you guys done? And get a couple different ideas, a couple different inputs, and see what fits for what you want to do. So that way you don't have to make the same amount of mistakes. Now, I'm not trying to put us in a position where we're a business coach or anything like that, because that's not what I want to do. But it needs to be a place where it's growing, there's progress, people are excited about the work that each other is doing, we're supporting each other, and that's the whole goal that I want. I don't want to set it up in a way where, hey, here's a course, buy this from us, because there's too many of that out there. I think there's a better way to do it, in my opinion. And what I find in some of the groups that I've come across, especially on the beginner side of things, which is probably going to be where most of the focus is going to be for our group, is photographers who are, again, at the early stages, or at least at the point where they're getting established, and then they want to grow. They're not sure how. They need some help. How do you get your pictures nicer? How do you get your business growing? How do you get your work out there? How do you promote it? How do you market? How do you run the business side? But I find in some of these photography groups that often there's too many opinions, or there's too many people, or there's too many different niches, or there's too many different ways that people do business, that oftentimes it's almost counterproductive. And the comments you end up sitting there reading for a while, they end up just being more debates between photographers who've been in business a while, and it just turns into a, here's how I do it, here's how you should do it. And there doesn't actually end up providing value for the beginner photographer. And I see this often as I watch and I observe for the past year, let's say, in these different groups. And I've just been watching and taking notes and saying, okay, here's how I wish I could help this person. Here's how I wish I could get them in our group. And that's the whole point now is, okay, well, how do I bring those people over? That's what I'm working on. But for those people in those groups, I want a community where, no, it's not going to be toxic. It's not going to be a place where we're going to have these great big debates about, you know, raw images, and, you know, there's going to be questions, we're going to answer them. And even if it's a video format, and it's explaining, hey, here's how it works and here's why, and, you know, real people talking to real people, answering real questions, but in a positive community where we're actually growing and wanting to help each other. That's the whole point. I want to keep it like a small, tight-knit community. Doesn't mean it has to be a small group, but that's the vibe it's going to be. That's the culture it's going to be. Because there's nothing worse then you as a beginner photographer that has a question that you're trying to find an answer to, and then you get beat down for the question, or it comes across as, well, that's a stupid question, or just something along those lines, because why would then it's like, well, if this is the photography community, why would I want to be part of it? Why would I want to join these people? I don't want our community to ever be that way, and it won't be. And that's going to require a lot of effort and time up front, and being engaged with it. And that's the whole goal with this, is to be a resource for the photography community. That's what I want to be, working alongside my wife and helping you as a photographer grow. We just both love the photography community, especially myself. I like especially the business side and marketing side. And how do we help other people? And it's just by giving out value and providing a place where people can ask questions, and let's grow. I think what else is important, I've been thinking about this lately, even as an entrepreneur, when you're in business, you're really doing a lot of things that you're not sure is either going to work, or you're just not sure if you're doing enough, or you're not sure if you're doing the right thing. So having other people with you along the way, and I have some of that for myself, but I realize in the photography world, it's you're basically starting a business from scratch very simply by going out and taking pictures, and then you realize it can turn into that. So you become an entrepreneur without meaning to. There's people that shoot hobby, you know, pictures, and they want to take pictures just for fun, and great. That's not the person that I'm basing this around. I'm basing this on the person who wants to make money by photography. If you're going through the process and you're unsure, am I doing this right? Could I be doing it better? Having that person that you can reach out to and ask, or multiple people, is just so much better instead of having to go through it and then be like, oh, okay, like I shouldn't have made that choice. I shouldn't have made that mistake. Oh, but good thing this person told me not to do it because this actually helped by doing it this way. So it creates an environment that is very helpful and beneficial for you. In business, it can be a very lonely road, especially if this is what I find. Not a lot of my friends in person that I know are in business, which means that I don't have a community locally that I've met yet or that I actually want to spend a lot of time with. I have a few of us that we work together on certain things, or at least our ideas, and we run them past each other. But to actually be involved in the same niche and the same type of business, I don't have that. And I realize that photographers who are spread out, a lot of small towns across USA, Canada, but they're in their communities and they want to serve their community by taking pictures and helping those families and capturing those memories. But they don't have that community that they can work with, which I think is a great thing about social media, a great thing about online. So again, that goes back to my point of just that having a community is so helpful, very helpful. So that's what we're building. That's what I'm working on. And I think this episode today is literally just kind of about that photography success hub, building community around it. And I guess a question that I would ask, are you better off being with a group of people striving to do the same thing, growing a business through photography, making income? Are you better off being around a group like that? Or are you better off on your own trying to figure it out? And I think we know the obvious question. So having that community is going to help you bounce ideas off each other. And I'll say this, in photography, there's many photographers who have built a business. And I think we all think that, oh, we have our certain secrets and we want to keep this to ourselves. But I think there are no secrets when it comes to business. There's things that work. There's things that don't work. Do the things that work. And there's no point in keeping that back and saying, hey, well, I'm not going to share this with you because you're my competitor. I think in the photography community, unless you're like in the same city and you're neighbors, like, and you have the same friends, I think that's the only way that maybe there's going to be any type of conflict, but usually not the case. There's, like, for example, where we live, there's a population of 1 million people, not going to be enough, too many photographers, is what I'm saying, in that community. So helping, and I'm not looking just for local, I'm looking for across USA, North America, wherever you are in the photography community. And I think that we can help each other through what we're learning along the way. So this is my super quick short episode today on the SF Photography Podcast, Photography Success Hub. Come join us. We're in the very early stages, but that's okay. We're gonna have so many things, exciting things. There'll be a ton of value as we go along the way. And I have a whole bunch of ideas that I want to implement, but there needs to be more people and I need to build that culture around it. So let's go. So if you're a photographer out there and you're like, I want a community, photographysuccesshub.com is where you'll find our subscription to the newsletter. And that is how we'll get things going. So I will see you in the next one.